standing in the doorway on a warm September night. You ask her how much would it be to spend with her the night. She answers you without a smile, turning out the light. You follow her upstairs, never questioning what's right. And it's dark outside her window, and it's darker inside. And it's evening in the city, a sacrament we cannot to explain. The cupboard door is open, and there's not much food within. Its air is always sampled first by roaches and their kin. You ask her if she'd like a drink, you've brought along some gin. But you've had too much already for the courage to come in. The icebox seldom works, hot water's running thin. And it's evening in the city, a sacrament we cannot to explain. Her bed is old and wrinkled in a corner of the room, and as she straightens out the sheets, she hums herself a tune. The words are long forgotten, besides you've come too soon. You run your fingers through her hair and mutter that the moon is much too bright this evening, out there curtains for this room. And it's evening in the city, a sacrament we cannot to explain. Six children lie there sleeping in a narrow room nearby, lullabied by street sounds and a naked neon eye that looks through you from the window. You turn and ask her why. She laughs at you so nervously and then begins to cry. You walk away in silence, never turn to say goodbye. And it's evening in the city, a sacrament we cannot to explain.